Okay, good afternoon, class. So today my lecture will be the last lecture, so okay? So are you happy? I read every day. Let me stop. Always a sad. So now I want to explain thought process rapidly again, okay? Because our thought process after studying citta cittasika rupa tharali, we should explain. So dealing with seeing an object, seeing an object, how thought process arises within us, we should study about that. I am this object. When this object comes into being or manifest into the I, so thought process arises within us. Let me use diagram to illustrate the meanings, to clarify the meanings. For example, that is, I will give you only zero. That is a unit of mind, you know, that is a bhavanga. Bhavanga chitta alone never arises. For example, that bhavanga for human beings. Bhavanga chittas are 19. Later you will know about that, okay? So, according to human beings, bhavanga chittas are one of the mahavipaka, one of eight mahavipaka. Therefore, 33 chitta-sikas, 33 chitta-sikas of mental properties possible. That is one unit. When bhavanga-chitta arises, 33 chitta-sikas arises together with it. Okay? That is as a maximum number, not minimum numbers. Minimum numbers. Then second, Pancha Dwara Vachana, I give it P is Pancha Dwara Vachana, Phaidu Advaiting Consciousness. This Phaidu Advaiting Consciousness associated with 10 mental properties. Mental Chetasikas are 10. You can read the books. You should be searching for these 33 or 10. I did not explain these. Seven universes in six particular or occasional, okay? Out of them. Then after that, this I consciousness. When I consciousness arises, seven thought process mental properties arises. Okay? Then, samdechana, receiving consciousness. When samdechana arises, there are 10 mental state chitta-sikas arises together with it. After that, santirana. When santirana arises, there is a 11 or 10. Santiranas are 3. Somanas are Santiranas 11. Okay? upikha sandirana sutin. There is a sambadechana, there is a sandirana, okay? Because there's not capacities. Not capacities. I think it's small. I gave Pawanga and 33. Panchadvara Vachana is ten in the properties. In Chakra Vinyana, 7. Sambadejana, receiving consciousness, 10. Santirana, 11 or 11 or 10, okay. Then Vatavana, 11. Then Javana. Javanas can be classified into two. There is a Akusala. Twenty-seven. Akusala with Akusala is 27. With the Kusala, Mahakusala is 38. Okay? This object is must be this present object. Only towards one object, these chedas arises one after the others. Number one, V plus 33, okay? Yeah, Akusala, 27. Kusala, 38. 27, all Akusala is 27. You can notify. Pati Anyasamana and 40 Akusala. 40 Akusala. Pati and 14. Together 27. This is a generally given the meaning. Okay? All Akusalas together. Isn't that? Yes? Pawanga Chaitas. Pawanga Chaitas are 19. Pawanga Chaitas are 19. Among 89 Chaitas. Only Vipaka Chaitas. These Vipaka Chaitas are not all Vipaka Chaitas. These Chaitas which serve as a Patisandhi. Yeah, they are called Pawanga. They are also called Chutti. So, any life, Patisandhi, Pawanga, Chutti are the same. Okay? So, within beings, Patisandhi Chaitas are 19. Probably I will explain two Santirana. So, you know, Santiranas are 3. Do you remember Ahituka Chaitas 80? So, if you study Abhidhamma, first you should memorize the name and numbers, first you should try. No? we are only just enumeration, not explained in this way. Okay? First, we should study about citta, after that, citta-sika. Then, how associated citta and citta-sikas with each other. After that, how they arise depending on which object, what is depending on which conditions. Like that, we must understand. Based on, depending on which base also. So, mind matters, mutual relation. You see, that is a metta. Okay. Metta, these are my mind and metta is a mutual relation. Depending on I am, this is where object, such a mind arises within us. This mind arises within us. Sorry, this one, not this one. Bhavangas, not this object. You must mention Bhavangas object is a separate, former object. Not in this object, okay? Since Panchadvara Vachana, this is this object. When this object comes into manifest on the eye, Bhavanga Chaita arises fast. Bhavanga Chaita is continuously present in our mind. Perceiving the former object. But one object we should say this is present mind. Okay? Come on, normally is going on. After that, when new object come into being, this Panchadvara Vachana, Phaidu Advertising Consciousness, open to the gate. Okay? Haido Advaita Consciousness open to the gate. It's facing to a new object, perceive a new object first. Then, Chakku Vijnana Chaitas arises, seeing the object, this present visible object. After that, perceiving the object, some Patichana Chaitas arises. After that, investigation, that object, Sandhirana Chaitas arises. These Chaitas are one after the other. We should understand like that. When Bhavanga Chaita disappear, Panchadvara Vachanas arises. When Panchadvara Vachanas disappear, Chakku Vijnana Chaitas appear. When Chakku Vijnana Chaita disappear, Samadhichanas appear. Two chaitas cannot arise within us simultaneously. No two chaitas arise simultaneously. Only one chaitas can arise. Okay? But they have different functions. When Bhavanga chaitas disappear, this chaita arises. Okay? When this chaita, each chaitas have only short 3 moments. Arising moment, stated moment, and falling, passing moment. Only 3 moments. After that, it disappears. When that disappears, the other chaitas arises. When these chaitas arises within us, we say, I see. Okay? I see, we say. But actually, there is nothing to point out I. Only phenomena arises, mind and matter, only mind and matter arises. Such an analysis of mind and matter is to remove the idea of I. Okay? To to remove the idea of I. Very long time, we have attachment to I, always thinking there's I. But there's no I, only phenomena. Phenomena alone arises, we should understand like that. So in Visuddhimagga, it is explained, Bering Patecha Sadong Via Rupam Patecha Nama Bodhati. Yes, we should understand. I and visible objects are matter. Okay? I and visible objects are matter. Depending on these matters, Bhavanga Pancharara Vachana Chakuvenyana Sambadechana Sandirana Vatavana Chavana. These minds arises. As the sound arises to the drum, okay? Depending on drum, sound arises. Like that, depending on metta, mind arises. Mind formed citta and cittasika. So citta alone never arises. Citta associated with it. Citta arises together with the associated cittasikas. Not all cittasika, associated cittasika. They have a different cittasikas associated with it. Visuddhimagga explained, Purimam vechade chaitam, pachimam jayade tadon. Purimam vechade chaitam means the prior consciousness breaks up. The prior consciousness breaks up. The subsequent is born from that. Only one by one after one. Okay? Cannot arise together these chaitas. Born from that. Prior consciousness breaks up. The subsequent is born from that. Purimam vechade chaitam, pachimam jayade tadon. That is the meaning. When the prior mind disappear, the following mind appears. When you study Patthana, Patthana explains there are 24 conditions. Out of 24 conditions, there are natipaccayo, natipaccayo and vikatapaccayo. Natipaccayo means when it disappears, it gives a chance to appear other minds. Okay? That is the meaning like that. If there is, for example, if there is a precedent working, but the successor cannot have his position. When the precedent resigns, another precedent can go to office. Like that, when Bhavanga disappeared, Panchadvara Vachana Chaitas appeared. When Panchadvara Vachana Chaitas disappear, Chakhu Vijnanas appeared. But you should understand, Bhavanga Chaita alone never arises. It arises together with 33 Chittasikas. That is called Bhavanga Chaita, sometimes referring to only Chaita. But Chaita alone never arises. That is one unit. I give this only one unit. This is the smallest unit of mine. If a Bhavanga Chaita arises, we should understand 33, according to the mind, 33 Chaitasikas arises. When Tidal Advaitin Consciousness arises, 10 mental states arises together with it. Okay? So we should understand in this way. But we not study about these. If you You have the fundamental Vedamas copies, okay? What do you mean? Please. Yes. All together, Chaita Chaitasikas, all together. Okay. This, I get the maximum number, yes, all 33s. Not always, maximum numbers I give. Maximum numbers I give, not minimum. So there is always, you can say this, Chaku Vinyana and the sevens, this is always, you can say, always. Chaitas 1, Chaitasikas 7, all together 8. That is one unit. That is the smallest unit of mind. Cannot be separated, inseparable. The others are given according to maximum numbers, not minimum numbers. Okay? That's a depending on condition. For example, Chawana Agusala 27, that is also generally speaking. Loba Mula, if Loba Mula Chaita is 22, if Dosa Mula Chaita is 22, if Moha Mula Chaita is 16, among them also first Loba Mula Chaita is only 18. But in DD, in SADD, I explain a fundamental Abhidhamma. First you should study fundamental Abhidhamma, okay? According to it, I want to explain, when Chaita arises, Chaitasikas arise together. This Chaitasikas also associated to Chaitasika, not all Chaitasikas. First we should study Chaita and Chaitasika, how to associate. According to the four characteristics of association, how to understand the association depending on one base, towards the same object, okay? Towards the same object, arising together, ceasing together, okay? They must depend only one base, towards only one object. Then arising together, ceasing together. This is four characteristics of association. Different chaitasikas. Different means, you see, the same type of chaitasikas. Yeah, the same type. But having arise and never arises again. You see, this is one of the Pasa Vedana Sanyas also. Pasa Vedana, seven universes associated with all. This is the same type. I mean, the passing away chaitas, pass away chaitasikas never arise again. But such a type of chaitasikas arise. We should understand like that. It's a fire. When fire extinguished, the fire extinguished, it is, has gone. Another fire is coming to him. But fires are the same fires. But not totally one, not this, that one which is passing away. We cannot get back the fire which is extinguished. Okay?
Would it be so that because of the heart, the chitari is not the vipaka? So perhaps it is the vipaka is ourself. Is it so that the chakra of the karma is also ourself? Is it when, for example, the whole chitari is not the ourself?
That is, cannot be said only akusala. You see, these vipakas cannot be changed. According to depending on object, and depending on object, the thought process initialize. This, for example, this bhavanga ปัญจาราวาชนาจักขุวิญญาณสัมปเทศนาสันติรณาอาวิปากาส they are rise they are only the result of four previous karma but they arise depending on present object present conditions but they have to arise as a result of former akusala because of we are also you see previous karma we were born as a human being but depending on present conditions we act is it that but we are because of previous karma we are born here previous karma so we are the result of previous karma but we act in present life that is depending on present conditions jhavanas are, you see jhavanas are depending on yonisomanasikara kusala jhavana arises depending on ayonisomanasikara that is also present conditions present condition when jhavana arises depending on present conditions not the former conditions buddhapanna means only determine only the present present object determine all present object buddhapanna is not a vipaka naisa kriya naisa kusala no akusala no resato kamma vipaka it is a kriya yes buddhapanna is manodhara vachana only vatthavana here performed as a vatthavana only manodhara vachana mind to advancing consciousness performed vatthavana in paido manodhara vachanas work in paido and mind both in mind it is mentioned as a manodhara vachana in paido is mentioned as a vatthavana so different functions this citta has a different functions in mindu this citta is called manodhara vachana in paidu that the same citta is called vatthavana okay because of different functions vatthavana is a determinations are one function mindu advantage is one function different functions perform okay but the chaita viti yes
I don't understand why the whole world is
yeah you see our mental process thought process since we are start our life mental thought process never interrupt having different objects when there is not a new object it's former object with the depending on former object mind thought process continued there is a new object come into being at that time this perceiving former object bhavanga chaitas arises why bhavanga chaitas arises it is we should know the example when we run if we want to stop immediately but we cannot stop immediately it's need to two step or three step isn't that the runner cannot stop immediately but he have to continue to two step or three step after that it can stop like that firstly the former object depending on former object chaita process thought process arise when the new object come into being cannot cease immediately it's a continued two three so only when panchadhara vachana arises as a new objects come into being okay this is bhavanga yes Previous life means patisandhi, when patisandhi, this life object means when patisandhi perceived the object, only that object when are perceived. Chuti also perceived the same object. So our life is started with the patisandhi, okay? I explain, our patisandhi is started. That is the starting point of our life, this new life, the present life. Okay? The last previous life, the end is chuti. That is another previous life. Present life is started relinking my patisandhi. The patisandhi's object is always a poenga's object, a chuti's object in one life. Okay? This is totally the same. Totally the same. Normally this must be. For example, patisandhi's objects are roughly we can say three. Kama, kama nimitta, and gati nimitta. Three. Kama means, you see, before we die in previous life, about to die at that time, the objects come into being with. Passive object, a passive okay? This cannot be changed. For example, our patisandhi's object is a gati nimitta. So Bhavanga's object is also gati nimitta. Must be gati nimitta. The whole life. Only patisandhi chaita is called Bhavanga. Only patisandhi chaitas are called chuti. Because only the same chaita is named it according to the their period. The first mind, the first chaita is patisandhi because it is relinked, former life and present life. Therefore, this chaita is called patisandhi. After that, it's called bhavanga. Because of bhavanga, when not a new object comes into being, our life thought process continued. You can guess when we are sleeping, at that time Bhavanga Chaita arises within us. When we dream, not only Bhavanga Chaita, sometimes Vichi Chaita arises, mixed sudden. Only Bhavanga Chaita cannot dream. Yes.
And this is what you mean. Like, it's our life. It's just things going on. Our lives. So, where is the real you can be? I think some thinkers are putting it into the Sotapanna. Just a kiriya.
Sotapanna?
Like, free will.
Our free will. What happened now? This free will also have conditions. if it had conditions, it's depending on condition, it must be different. Isn't that? Cannot be the same. Because of depending on conditions. If conditions are different, it's a different type of whatever arises. Isn't that? Yeah, conditions are different. No. If say whatever has a free will, even say whatever not have conditions. Without a condition, no arising. Therefore, if say free will also depends on condition. I mean, like, okay? Yeah. And this is some philosopher saying free will. Chavana. This also can say, I think. Chavana. Free will is other ways that they explain, I think. What is a free will? According to him? According to them? What is free will? According to desire. According to the, there is a natural also depending on other conditions. Oh. And we then fail. If we fail, unconscious, fail. Now, the Buddha is according to it, according to there, they, I think, they reject present conditions. If it's so, they reject the present condition. They deny the present conditions. Because of present condition, it is can arise. For example, for a person, he has idea, I must do what should be done. I must do what should be done. The other things, I must do what should not be done, maybe. But this is depending on other conditions. Certain conditions may be the advice of his parents, the advice of our teachers, experience. So many conditions, present conditions. They recognize, do not recognize these conditions. Therefore, they say free will. So the Buddha's the Buddha explained two conditions, previous conditions, present conditions. More emphasis in present conditions. We can change our mind depending on present conditions. Okay? If we learn Dhamma, our idea is to become different. Not like a Puma. Because of learning Dhamma, we change our minds also. This is present conditions. Isn't that? Yeah? Thought process is Chaitanya mass. Psychic auras. Like that, when the sun, in the morning the sun rises and the evening is set. When the winter is coming to being, after that there's summer, spring, like that. This is Udu Niyama. When winter is coming to being, in some countries and there are snows, is fall. Like that. So there is a Niyama. Niyama means aura. Okay? According to Niyama, they arise. This is called psychic aura, Chaitanyama. Chaitanyama. When winter comes into being, who created the snow to fall? When there is a rainy season, who created to fall rain? So like that, when the objects come into being, manifest into the eye, According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these chaitas arise as one after the other. But that we cannot say that is naturally, not accidental. It's all depending on. There's a conditions. Without the condition, they never arise. Isn't that? Have condition, yeah? And that object, Chavana decide. Chavana is important. Yeah? To remember such chaitas arise again and again. After that is remember. Yeah. Chavana's enjoyment of the object. The others only support in Chavana. You see? They have different functions, different work. Panchakara vachanas only present to the object, open to the gate to new object. This function is finished. After that, it disappears. It disappears as normal. Then, chakuvijnana appears. Its function is to see the object. Okay? To see the object. After seeing, chakuvijnana disappears. Its functions are only that, no enjoying and not decide what is that, only just to see. After that, samudayana arises, perceiving the object. Perceiving is his functions. After performing the functions, samudayana disappears. Different functions. Then sandirana arises. Sandirana investigates the object. After investigating, Sandirana disappears. So different functions they have. After that, what happened? Determine the present object. After that, what happened now? So disappear. Then Javana arises, forcibly. This is Javana's enjoying the present object. Only Javana's enjoying the object. Enjoying means if it's peace said he see, and mine is peace said appeared. If it's happy, so happiness appeared in mine. And got it depending on conditions. Yet Dharamana arises. Dharamana says yes, only. Registration. Actually, Dharamana in text it is called Dharamana is not other things, only Bhavanga. Therefore, Dharamana is called Peti Bhavanga and Abhidhamma is used. But this, nobody noticed, Queen did not say, nobody said, this, how to say, Dharamana is if not thoroughly studies Abhidhamma. Dharamana is, that is only Bhavanga. But the Bhavanga is not former object. That Bhavanga is not former object. It is perceived Chavana's object. Therefore, it is named Dharamana. But the Dharamana is only Bhavanga. In Abhidhamma text is said, Peti Bhavanga. Last Bhavanga. Peti means back. Okay? Peti literally means back. Yeah, but it perceived only Javana object. Therefore, registration, they say. You see, Dharamana chaitas are only Patisandhi Bhavanga chaitas. In Abhidhamma text is mentioned as a Peti Bhavanga. Bhavanga. Peti, P-I-T-T-H, and I taught with antidemas, Peti. Peti means back. Peti Bhavanga. Yes. No. Yes. Chaita and Chaitasikas arise together, you see. Yeah. Functions are together following this. If For example, I will say, you see, Chakhu Vijnana is Chaitanya. Its function is seeing. Okay? To see it, who are supporting? What which dhammas are supporting? Pasa, Vedana, Sanya, Chaitanya, Ikagana, Jivitanya, Yamanasikara are supporting. To perform, if you understand this Chaitanya, Chakhu Vijnana, Chaitanya, eye consciousness, where eye consciousness arises, at that time, seven universal Chaitasikas arises. Okay? Seven universal Chaitasika arises. Do you remember seven universal? Contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, psychic life, and attention. They are working together to the object. But mainly we talk about only Chakhu Vijnana, seeing. They are supporting Chakhu Vijnana to see. They keep chanting. Okay? Like that, we also, in present life, we also, what are you doing? If someone walking, what are you doing? He answer. What will be his answer? I'm walking. Isn't that? He will say, I'm walking. Someone walk. Isn't that? If we ask him, what are you doing? He will say, I'm walking. What is walking alone possible? He must see something when he walk, or hear something, thinking something, but he find out only walking. Isn't that fun? But because walking is his major business. May walk, yes? Awareness, huh? What is possible meditation? You want to know that it's possible to meditate on it? Only some is possible, not all, because of initialization is how to understand. Everything we cannot understand, only main, but there a process must be. Process must be. If you think about a driving car on the road, there are many processes to run to drive a car. It's running on the road, it's many processes. But you can notice running on the road. Like that, you can meditate on enjoyment or preset. But initial process, it is impossible. It's also not necessary, I think. It's very difficult to understand because of process is so quick. But the Buddha explained in this way process. Otherwise, there is a disorder you cannot arise. This may be disorders, abnormal. Our minds will be crazy. This orally, psychic orally arises always. We may notice or not notice it. There is psychic auras arises like that. You can meditate it only jhavana, when jhavana arises. Yeah. Yes, but it is impossible to know. Only one witty is also not. No, no. Many witties, many Chaitanya witties, we can perceive to the object. Otherwise, we don't know. Like a generator. You should think about a generator. Generators, many rounds, then produce electricity. Okay?
Just one.
That is the meaning. In Mecca Viti, when Mecca arises, it is burned down all kilesa which concern. Only explain like that. Only explain. When arises, it is very powerful. The knowledge is also very powerful, you see. Yes. When we have a knowledge, ignorance just appear. It is impossible to, but according to that process, chitta arises, we should know that. Without a process, it cannot. Everything to have a process, I'm thinking this for. Isn't that? Even when we walk, for example, when we walk, what is the fast arises within us? Roughly, I will explain. When we walk, first, I want to walk. The chaitas arises first. These chaitas are not only one chaitas process. I want to walk. First, the ideas come into being. Then he trying to walk. So, and walking also, when we raise up our leg and get down our legs, it's a different process. This chaita arises, after that this chaita produce metta, therefore we can raise up lift our leg, down our leg, different thought process arises. But we can meditate only two. One and get, one in down, one in raise up. Only one. Yeah, well, kachandowa, kachamidi, pachanadi, only we can see. Only can meditate. Not at the process. But according to process, we can raise up our leg. Okay? Even open the mouth, as many thought processes are necessary to open. Who open our mouth? That's because one to open, chaita arises. The power of chaita is material process, mind process working to open. That's like a machine, you see. If you study thought processes, very interesting. Very interesting. But we should have basic knowledge first. After that, we should think about these thought processes. Now, that is so early to explain this one. But yes. Brain, mainly the Buddha has not explained. There's also mental processes should be a material process. Depending on mental process, material process also working together. Material process must be. This is brain and material process also. You see. The Buddha has only explained when visible object coming to manifest the eye. There's material process explained. Only here two conditions. After that, such a mind arises one after the other. Yes? According to it, this up to it, this is again, we can decide this one, Chavana. Chavana's experience and learning, mindfulness, we can change it, Chavana's. We can change it. The others are impossible, because they are only psychic auras. they arise and like automatically as a process. But the chavana is depending on present conditions. If we cultivate the yoni somana sikara, kusala chavana will arise. If there's ayoni somana sikara, akusala chavana arises. This chavana is possible to change kusala or akusala. If we cannot free from sufferings. We have no chance to attain nirvana. Isn't that? So, all that depends on conditions, you see. We can change. If we cannot change chavana, we cannot be good person from bad person. There are, in particular way, we know some people are before they are evil persons. After that, the advisor, their friend, good friend, he became good person. He avoid absence, some misconduct, so become good person. That is because of, you see, we can change chavanas. Okay? That is depending on conditions, kusala, akusala. Mainly, kusala arises depending on yoni-somnasikara. Akusala arises depending on ayoni-somnasikara. So, yoni-somnasikara itself also have conditions. By learning, by listening Dhamma, by studying Dhamma, by practicing meditation, yoni-somnasikara arises. So therefore, parents advise their children, so how to behave, how to keep your mind. So how to behave, the parents advise their sons or daughters. According to their advice, depending on the advice of parents, they follow, they behave like that. So that is depending on conditions. Okay? So there are so many things to explain. So you should read this. I give some of to meditate. You have these are very nice to contemplate. Meditation on I, okay? Dealing on I, meditation on I. First, you should know enjoyment of I, unsatisfactoriness of I, liberations of I, morning I explain. After that, resigning. Resigning is also very simple. Buddha explained resigning. Did you read about it? Did you read these lines? Please read and contemplate, consider. These are very nice Buddha's teachings. Okay? This is just a translation from Sotas. You have, each one have copy, no? Noche Asara Sutta is very interesting. Very interesting. Noche Asara. Then after that, the meditation of I also, Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta, how to contemplate it toward on the I. Then advantage. Advantage. Then Arida Sutta discourse on banning. Okay? I think you can understand these because you have a lot of Dhamma knowledge, not little knowledge. More than little. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Therefore, we are more knowledge, much more knowledge. Isn't that? So, okay. Is there anything you want to know? How many things? Malocha Buddha Sutta is very interesting to read out. Let me correct page number 7. Page number 7. Adanda Sutta. Do you find? Adanda Sutta, because I that is and tamed and guarded and watched and restrained brings about suffering. Because I that is well tamed, well guarded, well watched, well restrained brings about happiness. It's okay. In Pali, Deswana Rupani Manoramani Atopi Deswana Amanoramani Manorami Rakapatam Vinodaye Nata Piyam Meti Manam Ya. You should correct it. Not A P Padosaye. Not A P P Masali. I stick it out, okay? Padosi, P, P, A, Nasari, P, A, not R, A. So I want to correct this, Padosai. Okay? There is also very beautiful, seeing lovely forms or seeing ugly forms, remove the craving for lovely forms. Do not lose your temper, I hate the other. So you should... how to contemplate the eye, and how to restrain the eye, okay? Maluchapota also very nice to contemplate. This time, I went to get the news from you. We can recite, we can memorize all the Maluchapota, Sotas, all verses here. Not now. Later. It will be so happy. Okay, to contemplate, you should memorize some verses. Next time. Next time is not next year. Okay, now is the time to stop. Not for that. For explanations, okay. Asleep.